ISIS has actually institutionalized sexual violence and used it to brutalize women in a very extreme way that is difficult to understand and appreciate. Some of the women I met in Lalish, which is 60 kilometers from Mosul in Iraq, in the Kurdistan region, the stories that they gave me were just unbelievable. They had escaped, they were captured by ISIL when ISIL invaded the territories in Iraq. And the atrocities that were committed to these women, the sexual violence, selling these women in open markets like cattle, and they take the youngest, the most beautiful and the pretty ones, and they send them to Raqqa, which is their headquarters. And these girls are transferred from hand to hand, from fighter to fighter. And some of the worst activities that were done to these girls is difficult, something I cannot say on TV or on radio. They mentioned to me about a young lady of 21 years old who was trafficked 22 times in 4 years. And every time she's transferred from one person to the other, an operation is done on her to make her a virgin. 22 times she moved from hand to hand. And I met young girls as 12 years old, told me some of the most horrifying story. I met a woman who is about 30 years old. When she was abducted together with 14 young girls. Most of them were her nieces, and they come from the same village. She became a mentor. She held them together, and three of the girls were taken away from her, and they started screaming. She knew that this was what was going to happen to the girls. She planned for them to commit suicide. So they got a poison. She mixed the poison and gave the poison to each and every girl. They drank it. They all became sick, and the ISIS realized what had happened. And they took them all to the hospital, flushed the poison out of their system, their stomach, and punished them. And she managed eventually to escape with seven of the girls, but they tried to commit suicide with their scarves. Some of them used blades to cut their wrists, because for them, it's better to die than to go through what they are going through. I met a young lady who, she is so pretty. She was straight away identified by the leader, because at the operational level in ISIS territory, the sheikh is the leader. Then below the sheikh, you have the emirs, and then you have the fighters. Because she was so pretty, she was identified by the sheikh, and he actually stamped his signature on her palm so that she could not be taken by any other person. But when the girls explained to me how they were captured, how they are stripped naked, they were forced to have bath, and they were exposed in the bazaar. They call it the bazaar. All of them, you have to be naked with no pants, nothing. Because people come and evaluate you, and based on the size of your breast, based on the size of your bottom, how beautiful you are, your teeth, everything. That's how they price you. The younger you are, the prettier you are. And if you are a virgin, because they have a woman who actually examines them to see who is a virgin, then it means you fetch a higher price. I have to tell you, I was extremely shocked. Even though the colleagues I met in Baghdad before I flew to Erbil did tell me that I have to be prepared. But it was so painful to me when I saw these girls as young and their families. And the society is still in a state of shock. The country is in a state of shock. So I was completely sick. You know, I was really sick, and I had to go to bed with a sleeping tablet because the shock was just too much for me to understand the level of inhumanity. I mean, I've had atrocities in the DRC, I've had in Liberia, I've been to South Sudan, I've been to Somalia, I've been to Colombia, you know, but what I had and what I saw is unbelievable.